This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump again drawing criticism from people who in this case are upset about the fact that he has likened the House impeachment inquiry to a lynching. The president tweeting the controversial reference just a short time ago, saying Democrats are denying him due process, fairness, or any legal rights. He added in the tweet, quote, "All Republicans must remember what they're witnessing here, but we will win." Illinois Democrat Bobby Rush firing back on Twitter, saying, quote, "You think this impeachment is a lynching? Then what the H is wrong with you?" From point to counterpoint, the top Republican in the House says of the impeachment inquiry,
"Is the hatred that great? Are they that upset about an election?"
That's Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The familiar sounds of a union strike in the Windy City as teachers remain out of work for a fourth straight day.
We are the union!
We are the union!
Up and down reports coming from the inside of the contract talks. The mayor, Lori Lightfoot, saying she's been encouraged by progress, but she's expressing concern because the union's been pulling some members of its bargaining team away from the negotiating table today. A Colorado mother who portrayed her young daughter as being terminally ill is now accused of murdering the child. An indictment against Kelly Turner says she faked a series of medical conditions for 7-year-old Olivia Gant. Investigators say Turner gave Olivia medications that she wasn't supposed to have before she ended medical care for her in 2017. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Four more parents pleading guilty in the college admissions cheating scandal. Federal prosecutors in Boston say the four changing their earlier not guilty pleas. Former Hercules Capital CEO Manuel Henriquez and his wife Elizabeth Henriquez changed their pleas, as did Michelle Janovs and former PIMCO CEO Douglas Hodge. They paid to have their kids' admission scores raised, and in some cases to have their children fraudulently recruited as athletes. President Trump ends up abandoning the idea of hosting the G7 summit at his resort in Florida, but he says having the event elsewhere is only going to cost taxpayers a lot more money. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
During a lengthy cabinet meeting Monday at the White House, President Trump says it's going to cost a fortune to host the next G7 summit. The president hoping to host the event at his Doral Miami Golf Resort for free, no cost to the taxpayers, but Democrats and some Republicans opposing the idea.
I own a property in Florida. I was going to do it at no cost or give it free if I got a ruling, because there's a question as to whether or not you're allowed to give it, because it's like a contribution to a country. country. I'd have to get a ruling, but I would have given it for nothing. It's a lot of money I would have given away. Like I give away my salary. I give away my salary.
And again, that was USA Radio's Robin Walensky filing that report. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what it's all about. It's what you want, and it's what we all need, ladies and gentlemen, get this country back on track. And in order to do that, we have to reconnect with the founding principles of what this, what started this great American idea to begin with. I mean, you know, think about it for a moment. That was then. This is now. A time when you had people escaping religious persecution. I mean, no doubt there was a concerted group of faith abiders and faith pursuers that said, look, we needed to live differently. We needed to pursue a concept, a country here, an idea that would give us something that no other country heretofore has offered. And it wasn't like, somebody woke up in the middle of the night. There was a lot of study and investigation. An investigation of different governance, around the world to come up with this incredible idea. And here it is. We've abandoned the foundation principles that created this great idea. And then we wonder why we're in chaos right now. And if we're going to get this country back on track, then we need to recapture and re-embrace those founding principles that truly have been the foundation of this great country. Tammy Jo Schultz is with us. We're going to be talking about her new book, Nerves of Steel. She was the captain of the Southwest Flight 1380. An incredible, incredible story. I liken the subtitle. It says, how I followed my dreams, earned my wings, and faced my greatest challenge. Tammy Jo, your life was loaded with challenges. Which one is the greatest one?
Oh, no, that's the one you'll have to get.
Yeah, okay. All right, because I'm reading your life story here, and, it wasn't necessarily a piece of cake for you. I mean, after all, here you are. You're the first woman, first Navy female to fly an F/A-18 Hornet. And, to get there with the competition, and then, to end up, of course, in that harrowing flight 1380, by the grace of God, you were able to save yourself and all the passengers. I just think, well, which challenge do you want to pick?
Well, and, Bill, first of all, thank you for having me today. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, I do think the adventures that we set out on in life, they always hold some adversity. But I can say, especially after looking back after Flight 1380, I can see how every adversity kind of grooms us and prepares us for the next big challenge. And I think that keeps growing in life so that we are ready to make a difference, not just on a day, but through life, continuing to learn from from those adversities that we face.
Well, clearly your perspective comes from faith in God, that you're able to rise above and get an elevated vision of what's happened in your life. Tell us about that and how you became a Christian and how it serves as your compass even today.
Well, growing up on a farm, a ranch, I was outside a lot. And so, truthfully, I think the real draw to God for me was through creation. I mean, when you watch sunrises and sunsets, moon rises, butterflies hatching out, you know, there's just everyone. I mean, there has to be a beginning beyond man. And so I kind of went on my own little search. I certainly had the advantage of a godly mother and going to church. But it wasn't a sermon that really drew me. It was the creation that I saw around me. And so I started collecting information, what I heard at church versus what I heard at school versus what I read about other cultures. And I realized everybody has a beginning story. And I chose God has made sense to me. So that was really my the beginning of my walk in faith. I spent a few years struggling with that image that I think a lot of people struggle with, which is God as an kind of a dour-faced, angry man in the sky waiting for us to mess up. Mm-hmm. And it took some moments alone with my Bible and in the book of James at church camp to realize that any God that says, if you lack wisdom, ask me. I'll give it to you without reproach, without hesitation. And I thought, okay, this isn't an angry God. This is a God that is crazy about me. And he's not asking me to behave. He's asking me to believe that he loves me. Mm-hmm. And so when I started reading my Bible through that lens of love, it took on a completely different perspective.
Well, not to mention, early on in the first chapter, he says, consider it all joy. And so you've got to pause for a moment and go, in, all? I mean, is that what you mean, all? I've got to consider it all joy? So then you say, okay, well, there's got to be more depth to this. And I like your observation, because I was just asked recently by a atheist. He was a guest on the show, and he just says, why do you believe? And much in the same way as you do, by observation, I say, I wake up every morning, I see the sun rising, and then as I look over the horizon, and I'm enraptured by the miracle of the day that opens up to us, and new opportunities, you know, and as you go and you get down to the ground and you're looking at, you know, little bugs, you know, crawling around, being about their business. I mean, it's miraculous. I mean, who could have come up with this? I mean, Vladimir Putin? I mean, you know, Donald Trump? I mean, come on, give me a break. I mean, who could have come up with this, that this all perfectly works out? You know, birds go flying by and you go, wow, you know, they don't worry about anything. You know, there's plenty of food for them. And I heard it once said that it was estimated even the richest man in the world could not even supply enough food for the birds that reside in Texas alone. So, but God's got that all covered, you know, so that blows me away.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So kind of hard to resist, but here you are, as a farm girl, you're able to go out and have time and ponder these things and you know, back it up with the Word of God and say, okay, how does this reconcile with Scripture and the things that I'm reading and the things I'm observing? And you connect the dots and you go, hey, yay, God, it's me and you. I'm on your team.
Well, and I think that, honestly, that foundation of, you know, reading through like Mark and Matthew, I saw very much, instead of an angry old man, I saw God in the image of a young man who walked the same earth I walk, and who was purposeful in not seeking out the influential and the wealthy, but instead going to the shadows and pulling out the people that were in the shadows of that day. And and women were one of the groups that were rather shadowed at that time.
Yes.
He really hallmarked their faith and highlighted their courage. And so I saw that in Scripture. I had a family that cherished me. My father, my brothers, they all treated me as an equal. No one ever differentiated with responsibilities or authority and accolades in that department. So I do think that is the foundation I launched from.
Exactly. We've got to go to break, Tammy Jo. We got more from Tammy Jo Schultz after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
There's no high you can't rescue, no war you can't win, no story so over it can't start again. No pain you won't use, no war you won't break through. It might be too much for me, but
you.
Don't you love that? No impossible with God. And I think Tammy Jo Schultz would agree with us. We're talking about her brand new book, Nerves of Steel, How I Followed My Dreams, Earned My Wings, and Faced My Greatest Challenge. Tammy Jo, let's talk about that fateful flight, Southwest Airlines Flight 1380, that really brought you, to the forefront. I mean, you're going about your life. I mean, hey, you're loving God. You've had a great military career. And, somehow you needed to come to the forefront. And of all ways to do that was this incredible experience, as you said earlier. As you look back, you can see how little things in life added up to what was required for you to make sure that the people, including yourself and the crew on that plane, survived. So tell us about that.
I would have to say that as the captain of Flight 1380, I certainly had a lot of responsibility, but I always have to include the fact that I had an incredible crew. And Darren Elliser, my first officer, my flight attendant, Shanique Mallory, Rachel Fernheimer, and Catherine Sandoval. It was a team effort that day. We were headed from LaGuardia to Dallas and passing 32,000 feet. We thought we'd been hit by another aircraft. The jolt was so violent. And the airplane went into a snap roll to the left. We heard the explosion, saw the number one engine blinking and winding down. And as Darren and I grabbed the controls and leveled the wings, suddenly we couldn't see anything. There was such a shudder that came over the aircraft, we couldn't focus our eyes on anything. And there was smoke pulled into the cockpit. There was such a loud roar, we couldn't communicate. And then we felt that ice pick stab in our ears and realized we weren't able to breathe either. And so that can certainly turn on the adrenaline when you can't hear or focus your eyes or breathe. And so one of the things about adrenaline that it does for your mind is just make you think at warp speed. And I remember, even though it happened in a slice of a moment, I thought it very leisurely that the good news, bad news, fork in the road here is bad news. I'm not sure everything we need to fly is going to stay on the aircraft. There was such an incredible shudder to the aircraft. And that would lead me to that kind of cliff of what if, that happened, that would mean that this would be the day I meet my maker. Mm-hmm. And that's when I stopped short of what I call the cliff of what if. And I just had a calm because I realized if that's true, I wouldn't be meeting a stranger that I meet with him every day. And that gave me, I think that's where the calm came from that was reflected in my voice. But also, I feel like it was a gift. It's certainly training and experience go into what Darren and I put into landing the plane that day. But having a calm mind certainly helped to be flexible. We had to change our approach. Our decisions had to change quite frequently as we came down for the next 20 minutes.
These are all decisions you're making really in seconds. I mean, you don't even have the luxury of a minute, do you? I mean, these are like,
second type
decisions you have to make. Right. Go ahead.
Right. Yes. There's a number of snap decisions that have to be made. And one of the things that I feel like is an incredible takeaway from Flight 1380 is once we got our oxygen masks on and it was Darren's flight. We switched back and forth with the first officer and the captain switching between themselves one flight to the other. And so I made sure Darren knew that I still considered him the flying pilot. I took care of some other things, made a PA, and let the passengers, flight attendants, know that we weren't going down. We were going into Philly. And at that point, the flight attendants unbuckled and started down the aisle helping people and communicating with them. And one of the things we took away from that is, you know, when you have a destination, you have hope. Hope doesn't always change our circumstances. We were in the same rough ride for 20 more minutes, but it does change us. And that is where the difference comes.
So you inform, obviously, you've got to calm the passengers. And as you say, you give them a destination, a hope that, we're landing. It's not like you're telling them, hey, we're... we're gonna do anything less than land here, so that gives them some confidence and calm along with the crew to hold everybody together. So then, what happens next?
Well, on the way down, there was certainly some things that the flight attendants didn't realize until they got closer to the window that had been broken open and what had happened there. Darren and I knew, just because there had been a rapid depressurization and we couldn't breathe, that there had been a breach in the cabin somewhere. Also, the roar of 500-mile-an-hour wind going by the window is why we couldn't hear each other. Mm-hmm. And so there was a number of changes in plans and decisions that we had to make going in. When we got closer to the ground over the city of Philadelphia, we realized we really were much more a glider than what we thought we were. We thought we would have the use of all the thrust from the good engine. Mm-hmm. And with all the drag on the left side pulling us to the left, and then adding power on the right side, which pushed us to the left, we couldn't use all the power to level off and fly a normal approach. So we just had some constant changes. One of the things that happened in the flight that I think speaks so incredibly to our Judeo-Christian values as an American is Tim McGinty and Andrew Needham, passengers who were flying with their families. Mm-hmm. They left their oxygen masks unbuckled and went to help Jennifer Reardon back into the cabin. And then Peggy Phillips, the same. She got up and came to do CPR on Jennifer. And I will close just the flight portion with saying when you landed, there was such an incredible hush over the passengers. It was evident that everyone felt the value of human life that day. And just as our scriptures tell us, the survival of 148 never eclipses the loss of one. Mm-hmm. And that day was one of those days when Ecclesiastes came to the forefront, and Dean, my husband, reminded me of it that night. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance.
Well, when you land 148, you can dance. You can celebrate. But I imagine with still this sense of gratefulness that God delivered you to Tierra Firma, and people survived, and boy, what a life changing experience, for the 148. It would be fascinating to hear their follow up stories as well, don't you think?
Yes.
Are you in touch with them at all, or I imagine with some of the attendants you are, but with the passengers themselves, have they emailed you or Facebooked you or anything like that?
Yes, there's a number of them that I've been able to meet and keep in touch with.
Well, Tammy Jo, we got to have you back because there's so much more to the story, and we barely got into a couple of questions here. But congratulations on the book and for all that you represent and the encouragement that you pass on to the rest of us, especially followers of Christ. Nerves of Steel is the title of the book, available at all the usual places and linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Tammy Jo Schultz. Thank you, Tammy Jo.
You heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe
Maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump again drawing criticism from people who, in this case, are upset about the fact that he has likened the House impeachment inquiry to a lynching. The president tweeting the controversial reference just a short time ago, saying Democrats are denying him due process, fairness, or any legal rights. He added in the tweet, quote, "All Republicans must remember what they're witnessing here, but we will win." Illinois Democrat Bobby Rush firing back on Twitter, saying, quote, "You think this impeachment is a lynching? Then what the H is wrong with you?" From point to counterpoint, the top Republican in the House says of the impeachment inquiry,
"Is the hatred that great? Are they that upset about an election?"
That's Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your soul.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got America's Money Answers Man. Yes, the one and only Jordan Goodman joins us now. Hey, Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Always good to get caught up on the people's money. And, of course, a lot riding on this China deal. You and I have been talking about this. I like the dynamic tension, by the way, between you and I.
Yes.
I think that's a good thing. And we continue to play this out because I got to say it's a roller coaster ride, because about the time that I get very optimistic about it, then, you know, something happens and then you have to realize. And I think that's what you hold to, is that China will always be China, right?
Well, that's right. And they were being pressed very hard, and I think that's why they came to the table and at least said they're willing to make a deal in the areas we were talking about. Now, it has to be, as they call it, papered, but that's going to be quite a process over the next month or so, where what they've said in verbally is actually going to be written, including all the enforcement procedures as part of it. And they may not like it when they get it in paper, but at least what they've agreed to, Bill, if they go ahead with what they've said, they'll buy between $40 and $50 billion worth of U.S. agricultural products. The last year was $16 billion, so it's almost triple what they've been buying so far. So that would be very, very good for our farmers. They said that they'll respect intellectual property. I have to see it to believe it, but they say they're going to make some movement in that direction. They say they're going to lower tariffs. They say they're not going to manipulate their currency as they had in the past. And they say they're going to let financial services companies, American financial services companies like American Express and Goldman Sachs, to be players in China without having to be tied up with some kind of a dummy Chinese company, which is what they've had to do in the past.
Right.
And so, I mean, these are all major, major breakthroughs if, in fact, they follow through on it. And the atmospherics in the Oval Office, when they announced this last Friday, were certainly very good. They're shaking hands. They're all agreeing and nodding and so on. So let's hope that that actually goes through, because if it does, that would be very positive for U.S., be positive for the Chinese, it would be positive for the world economy. But I think there's still some skepticism on Wall Street, particularly about whether it's actually going to happen based on what they said.
Well, going back to what you originally said, China must be feeling the pressure.
Right.
Or they wouldn't have come back to the bargaining table.
Correct.
And knowing that to come back to the bargaining table, that they were going to have to move off, you know, their in cement dime that they've been sitting on.
Right.
And, you know, they're saying the right things, but I'm like you know, trust but verify, right? Or maybe trust but verify.
In part of this agreement, there's going to be all kinds of enforcement mechanisms. They're going to be setting up enforcement bureaucracies in both the U.S. and China to make sure that it's actually followed through with, which is what you need, because we've had a lot of agreements in the past that they have not followed through on. And they've lost all kinds of World Trade Organization cases, and even though they lost, they still didn't change their policies. So, you know, saying one thing is doing it another, but at least Robert Lighthizer and Peter Navarro, the trade guys for Trump, have said we're going to get enforcement mechanisms in there, and Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, the same thing. So let's see. I mean, if it in fact goes through and we get enforcement mechanisms and they actually follow through on what they said they're going to do, this will be extremely positive. The stock market will go up a lot. But the stock market has not gone up that much because the feeling is maybe it's not going to happen. And they've already been backtracking in some ways about timing, and there's just a lot of details involved with this thing. So
we're
still going to wait and see, I think.
Yeah, they're kind of hedging their bet. They might be thinking, you know, they're hearing, you know, from their insiders there that, we could probably carve out a better deal if there's an Elizabeth Warren or a...
I disagree with that completely. And I think they disagree with that, actually.
You do?
Okay. Say it's Elizabeth Warren, okay? She's not going to want to deal with them for other reasons that don't bother Trump. Climate change. I mean, China is one of the major polluters. They burn a lot of coal, for example.
Right.
So she's not going to deal with that. Politically, I mean, they do all kinds of horrible things. They've got concentration camps for Muslims. I mean, these are all terrible things, but it doesn't bother Trump. He can make a deal. Elizabeth Warren, who is on her high horse, would probably not make a deal just because of those two reasons alone.
You think she's so ideologically fixed she wouldn't do it?
Yeah. She's been even tougher on China in various ways and says we shouldn't do deals. I mean, I may be wrong, but I think that's where she comes off, and she has this kind of purity about her that, you know, you have to give everything we want, just like Medicare for all, for everything, when people say, well, how about Medicare for people who want it?
Right. Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, you use the word purity with somebody who has not been exactly forthcoming and very honest about certain things.
Right.
So, you know, whether or not she was, you know, didn't get a job because she was supposedly pregnant and, you know, claiming some sort of
Indian heritage.
Indian heritage and that.
Right.
And, but
the latest major thing, those are small, but the major late is how are we going to pay for Medicare for all? At the debate, they were trying to nail her down on that. And she just kept saying taxes will go up for the rich and costs will go down for the average American. And we have no idea how that's going to happen. We're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars we don't have. And that's the big one, okay? Whether she put something on her resume 50 years ago or something, fine. But this is important, because if we did Medicare for all, it would completely bankrupt us. We do not have the money to do this. And frankly, a lot of hospitals would go out of business if they were just getting Medicare-only reimbursements.
Right.
And a lot of doctors would quit because they wouldn't be able to make a living at Medicare-only rates.
You imagine what that would do for healthcare innovation? and research?
None. There would be none. There would be no incentive whatsoever. I mean, the drug companies, you can assail them as being horrible and all that, but they do come up with drugs that make a huge difference in people's lives. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them that don't. Okay? It's almost like the movie business. There's a few hits and a lot of ones that never make it. The huge hits pay for all the ones that don't make it, but you don't know when you start if it's going to make it or not.
Right.
That's the nature of innovation and risk-taking, which is what the drug industry is about. When you hit it, you have a huge impact that helps lots and lots of people. So they want to take all that away by, in effect, price controls on drugs is what it comes down to.
Well, it's tough for the Democrats right now for them to get any kind of oxygen for a message, because so much of the oxygen is being swallowed up on the Beltway over this impeachment deal.
Right.
And, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are not doing these candidates any favors.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's clear they're going to impeach him in the House. They've got the votes. As far as they're concerned, they've already got the evidence they need. I do not think he's going to get convicted in the Senate. And in fact, they may have a pretty short, maybe just be a vote without a full trial in the Senate, and just dispatch with the whole thing. And it will strengthen his base.
Yes.
The people who hate him already hate him.
Right.
But we'll see. But it does make it harder. It makes his hand weaker when he's dealing with the Chinese or the Syrian situation or Russia or Europe or all these other situations. Having this going on does definitely weaken him as far as his hand. And it's amazing that the Chinese, who clearly know all that's going on with the impeachment, they went and made a deal anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, and maybe to the point, if they may have gotten the other memo that says, okay, you think if they're under new management, it's going to go in our favor, but Elizabeth Warren is now, leading the pack here. Biden is fading, and you may have to deal with Elizabeth Warren. Well, what
right.
is she? Is she friend or foe? Oh, no. You're
She's
better
foe.
Off dealing with Trump.
Exactly. I think that was part of their calculations as to why they wanted to make a deal.
Good
if
point.
They thought they would get a better deal for sure, with whatever Democrat would win next year, they wouldn't be so willing to do it. The combination of squeezing them now, and remember, tariffs were just about to go into effect, which we're pulling off, and potentially could go into effect December 15th if they don't follow through. So they've still got a sword of Damocles hanging over them.
Mm-hmm.
The combination of that and what we've already done pushed them to the table, and I think they think they're going to get a better deal now. Then who knows what could happen after the next election.
What about the Feds? We got about a minute left.
Well, the Fed is going to look at this, again, skeptically to some extent. If it works, if the economy does take off the stock market, then there may be less pressure for them to cut interest rates. I think they're going to cut interest rates a third time at the end of October, and then we'll wait and see what happens in December. If we get an actual deal, and this agricultural purchases, all these things we talked about, I think that's very positive for the economy. Potentially even could be inflationary if we have that much demand for agricultural products. And the Fed probably will not be lowering interest rates any further.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he is America's Money Answer Man. That's why we have him here, because he's got all the facts and keeping you aware of the things that are in your best interest for your money and your pocketbook. Jordan, how can the good folks be in touch with you?
Money Answers that.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. 1-800-878-9098 or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
In silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused. Between the dead and the sleeping, and the road that I must choose.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Hey, you want to get involved in the conversation? Love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. You know how that goes. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Lou Euler joins us now, the founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Lou, how are we doing?
I am well. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Still, you know, increasingly frustrated with what the Democrats continue to do behind closed doors. I mean, this is not the way to run a government, Lou. I mean, you know, yes. They talk about being transparent, but they're the least transparent of everybody. I mean, Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, I mean, trying to pull levers. I mean, it's bad enough we have a shadow bureaucracy in the background here, you know, operating without the people's vote, and they're manipulating things. But now we've got Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and, of course, the mainstream media all complicit in this cabal to execute, you know, somewhat of a legal coup, I guess, is what they're trying to do.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. What is going on is that such great progress is being made in tax reform and in job creation and in wealth creation that they want to change the subject. and they are unwilling to do an impeachment vote in the Congress because either they will lose or they will force some of the people in Congress who come from districts that the president won, who will be conflicted in terms of how to vote on the impeachment. So it is a political challenge to them, and they refuse to do it according to the Constitution, which requires that they lay out the specific treasonous activities of the president that they claim and get them out there and in front of the public. But they refuse to do that.
You see, they're targeting Trump, but little do they understand that in targeting Trump, they're targeting the 63 million people that voted for him, Lou. And this is increasingly upsetting to Main Street America because they see what they're doing to this president. They see that we have a president that has been activated on our behalf, doing incredible things with the economy. It hasn't been this robust since, you know, when was the last time that it was like this? You know, unemployment, all-time lows all across every demographic and sector and race and religion. It's just been absolutely incredible, and it could be so much better if we had a little bit of cooperation. But no, the Democrats are insistent on resisting, and it's at the expense of we the people.
That is exactly right. And, you know, pending before the Congress there is this treaty with Mexico and with Canada that could add all kinds of jobs and all kinds of revenue to the country and all the rest, all the trade problems with those nations, and they refuse to even bring it before the Congress.
Right.
And while the president is also, it appears, successfully negotiating a deal with China. So he's making great progress, and they're refusing to act according to the requirements of the Constitution for their conduct.
Yeah, but even before we get to China, Lou, like you said, the USMCA is already signed, sealed, and waiting on the delivery. Thank you very much for the Democrats. You've got Japan already saying, hey, look, we're willing to negotiate, get this squared away. You've got other people that are willing, other nations that are willing to come in the fold in Europe that said, okay, look, we need to play fair, we'll negotiate and get this going. Well, as you and I have discussed before, if you get the USMCA down, you get Japan down, you get South Korea down, that really puts exponential pressure upon China, because right now China thinks they can wake this out a little bit, and China is China. I mean, they're all about themselves, just like Donald Trump is America first.
Yes.
I mean, they're China first. I mean, so let's not fool ourselves. But, you know, we need to demonstrate that we're committed to this and that we have partners, you know, around the world that are equally committed. And they're not going to put up with China's, you know, shenanigans any more than the United States is going to anymore.
No, you're absolutely right. And while the president is negotiating on trade with China, he is not reluctant to challenge them on their activities in Hong Kong against the freedom of the Hong Kong's residents and go before the UN and challenge China on its religious persecution of certain groups within China. So he is really trying to use the power of the presidency for the good of the world and the good of the nation, and is being very successful with it.
Well, I can tell you, the NBA could learn a lot from Donald Trump. They maligned him and thought that they had better leadership than Donald Trump. But Donald Trump, if they considered it for just a moment, if they'd have followed his lead, as you say, there's a time and place. And the NBA has cost them money and a lot of goodwill with the Chinese government, have they not?
That's exactly right. And concurrently with all of these positive things, we're seeing, for example, out of France, the leader of France is emulating the Trump tax reform bringing down the tax rates, they recognize that to be competitive with the new United States of America and our policies on taxes, they're going to have to bring their taxes down as well. Mm-hmm. And this is having a ripple effect across the world.
Well, when our taxes were out of line in the previous administration, Lou, it was a field day for these foreign countries. They were going, hey, American business, you're welcome. You know, let those knuckleheads charge you too much for taxes. You bring your resources. You bring your money here. It is welcome. And that's where business goes. Business goes where it's welcome. And Donald Trump opened up and put out the big sign across every corner of the country in saying that America is under new management. It is open for business, and look what's happening. We've already repatriated over $1 trillion, and we've got more waiting in the wings. If we only had, again, if we had just a little bit, you know, of cooperation, but our country is a bit in chaos, and again, this is brought to you by none other than the Democrats.
Exactly right, and I like the phrase under new management, and you're exactly right. That's what is being perceived around the world, but the only curmudgeons in the play are the Democrats in Congress, preoccupied with impeachment rather than getting on with the good of the people.
Well, here they are. They have a big debate again this week. 10 candidates on the stage with, boy, I'll tell you, I had to suffer through it again, Lou. I mean, you know, from a standpoint of going, okay, come on, tell me something that works here. Tell me something that makes sense for our country. But more socialistic ideas. They didn't talk about the important things. They didn't talk about what they would do to the economy, because everybody knows if they got what they wanted, you know, in buying votes, that we the people are going to pay the price for it.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting, the major candidates on the other side, on the Democrat side, are all talking about some kind of a wealth tax. And, you know, we've been fighting the death tax since it was enacted 100 years ago in World War One, and all a wealth tax is a death tax before you die.
Yes,
and
right.
So we got to get rid of the people that are talking that way. At the same time, we get rid of that terrible tax.
Well, in a sense, it's kind of a death tax, because it's a death to productivity and ingenuity and excellence. You will mediocritize the workforce. You're going to frustrate the holy what have you out of them, and then welcome these European ideas that we have seen, you know, devastate nations around the world. Why would we want to embrace a losing cause?
Yes. No, that you stated it well. The wealth tax is a killer tax.
Mm-hmm.
It
yes.
kills investment. It kills growth. It kills excitement on the part of the people. And it puts everything in the hands of government. And that's what we have to stop. Government is not the friend of the people. The free enterprise is the friend of the people. That's where we have to put our markers, and our growth is in the private sector.
He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler. Lou, where can they go for more information?
To limittaxes.org. You bet.
Okay, you got it. All right, thank you, buddy. All right, have a good one.
You bet. You okay,
got it.
Take care.
He didn't. Okay.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers,